In his speech today, John Kerry talked about the need to heal the wounds of a deeply divided nation. He told supporters in Boston's Faneuil Hall that with troops in harm's way, Americans must stand together.
America is in need of unity and longing for a larger measure of compassion. I hope President Bush will advance those values in the coming years. I pledge to do my part to try to bridge the partisan divide. I know this is a difficult time for my supporters, but I ask them, all of you, to join me in doing that.
NPR's Scott Horsley has been covering Senator Kerry and his campaign. He joins us from Boston. And Scott, Senator Kerry was also stressing the need for unity in his phone call earlier today with President Bush. What more can you tell us about that phone call?
Senator Kerry called President Bush about 11 o'clock this morning to say that he was conceding the race, and he told supporters later that he and the president had what he called a good conversation. They talked about the danger of division and the need for Americans to find common ground, and Senator Kerry said he hopes to begin that healing today.
You know, over the past 24 hours, things have shifted remarkably. At this time yesterday, I would bet that the Kerry campaign was feeling pretty confident. What have folks in the campaign explained about how their fortunes shifted and when they decided that they would concede this race?
Well, you're right. At this time yesterday, they thought, on the basis of exit polls, that they had a good lead in both Florida and Ohio. But by late last night, they knew they had lost Florida, and all of their attention was focused on Ohio. They knew President Bush had a lead there, but as late as early this morning, the Kerry campaign still believed there were about 250,000 ballots in Ohio left to be counted, and they thought that gave them a chance to perhaps overcome the president's lead. That's the point at which Senator Edwards came out and told supporters here in Boston that they were prepared to wait another day, if necessary, for a full count. At that point, Senator Kerry went to bed. Some of his aides stayed up writing legal briefs. We're told, in fact, that Kerry lawyers were prepared to go into court in Ohio at 8 o'clock this morning to challenge the procedure for counting provisional ballots. But about that time, the campaign was starting to get more information from its so-called boiler room operation in Washington, where they monitor results, as well as people on the ground in Ohio. And by 10 o'clock this morning, it was clear that, in fact, there were only about 140,000 outstanding ballots in Ohio, not enough to erase the president's margin, which was about 139,000. And that's when, according to campaign manager Mary Beth Cahill, Senator Kerry decided he didn't want to put the country through a lengthy period of litigation. He told supporters this afternoon that while it's vital every vote be counted, the outcome should be decided by voters, not a protracted legal process.
And any admission from the campaign about what they may have done wrong, why they would have lost Ohio and Florida?
Well, the Democrats don't think they did anything wrong in terms of their own effort of mobilizing supporters. They point out, as Don said, John Kerry got 4 million more votes than Al Gore had 4 years ago. But they grudgingly concede that the Republicans did an equally good, if not better, job at getting out their vote. In fact, the Republicans just won the ground game, which the Democrats had thought was their own.
Very briefly, Scott, John Kerry now goes back to his Senate seat. John Edwards gave up his Senate seat to run. Where do these two men go from here?
Well, you're right. Senator Kerry will continue. He promised today to keep fighting for the people and principles he learned in Massachusetts. And that sentiment was echoed by his running mate, John Edwards. Even though he's leaving the Senate, Edwards told supporters, "We didn't start fighting for you when this campaign began, and we won't stop fighting for you when the campaign ends." So we haven't heard the last of either of these folks.
NPR's Scott Horsley in Boston. Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure.